Frank Black and his orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I was about to present Jack Benny to you, but I just found out that something has happened to him which I'd rather not mention here. However, we will do the best we can without him. So now, Frank Black and
Hello, Mr. Avella. Tell me, what's happened to Jack?
Oh, nothing, Mary. Nothing to worry about.
Well, tell me, what's happened, please?
Well, Mary, I hate to tell you, but it seems that Jack went out of his mind and they just took him to a sanitarium.
Oh, this is horrible. This is terrible.
Yes, I think fighting a duel with Frank Black and then spending a night in the haunted house was just too much for him.
Yes, and buying that round of drinks didn't help matters.
No. So what's the matter, Mary?
Jack's been taken to a sanitarium.
Sanitarium? Why, I was just talking with him this afternoon. When did all this happen?
Oh, just a little while ago. Say, it's only two blocks from here. Let's go over and see poor Jack.
Sure, come on. This is for the post, Mary.
What can I do for you folks?
We want to see Mr. Jack Benny. He's a friend of ours.
Right this way. Follow me. Now, there he is in that padded cell. You can only stay 5 minutes.
I wonder if we can talk to him.
Yes, but be careful of what you say.
I better talk to him first. Hello, Jack. Don't you know me? I'm Mary Livingston.
Why, Mary? How are you, dear?
Don't you know where you are, Jack?
Well, yes, Mary. I'm in a sanitarium.
Dear Lord, he seems perfectly sane. We couldn't have him here.
Oh, wait, I'll find out. How are you feeling, Jack?
Fine, Aloys. I never felt better in my life.
Well, then why have they got you in here?
Oh, I don't know, Aloys. All I know is I'm here, that's all. Oh, hello, Parker.
Hello, Jack. I'm awfully sorry to see you here.
Oh, that's all right, Parker. They'll find out their mistake.
Hey, Frank. We'll ask them a few questions.
Sure. Jack, you remember me, don't you?
Certainly, Frank Black. Hey, did you bring that pump for me, Frank?
Yes.
Yeah, well, then stop eating it.
There's nothing the matter with you, Jack. What have they got you in here for?
Well, darn if I know. Say, Frank, there are a lot of people here who don't belong. See that fella in the next cell?
Yes, Jack.
And you notice how quiet he is, never opens his mouth, doesn't interfere in anything?
What's the matter with him?
He thinks he's Vice President Garner.
But you don't think you're somebody else, do you, Jack?
Why, no, Mary. Of course not. I'm Jack Benny.
Well, I'm going to see the superintendent and make him let you out. Where's the superintendent?
In the third cell. He just got through with his income tax. Been hollering numbers all day, you know.
But there must be something wrong with you, Jack. Tell me, did you lose your money in Wall Street?
Certainly not. I never lost a cent, Frank.
Is it a sweetheart?
Oh, don't make me laugh. I never have any trouble with women.
But you must be here for some reason.
I tell you, there's no reason. It's all a mistake.
But it is not a mistake to buy the 1934 Chevrolet.
It's the action wheels and it's the glass. Hold them.
Black and his boys playing Nasty Man for the motion picture George White Scandal. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize, really, for going off my nut. But after all, as Shakespeare once said, the whole world's an asylum and we're all crazy about something or other. For instance, take the different nationalities. One is crazy about spaghetti, another is goofy about herring, Winchell is that way about Bernie, Einstein is crazy about his relatives, and that's the way it goes. Say, Frank, isn't there something in the world that you're crazy about?
Sure, hazelnuts. I eat them all day.
There you are, folks. There's a nut that's nuts about nuts, see? Everybody has a weakness. Now, take Mary Livingston. Mary, what are you crazy about?
Well, I'm crazy about Pat Abel.
Oh, does he know it?
No, that's what makes me crazy.
Now we're getting someplace.
Say, Jack, can I get in on this?
Sure, Parker. What are you crazy about?
Garlic.
Garlic? Hey, that reminds me, Parker. I wish you'd only be crazy about it on weekdays. Will you please, you know?
Why, all the apple singers eat garlic. In fact, it's the secret of my success.
Yeah, well, if you think it's a secret, you are crazy. You know?
Well, what's wrong with that? I like garlic, too. I eat it all the time.
Mary, why do you eat garlic when you know it smells so bad?
Well, I tried eating roses, Jack, but they don't taste a bit good.
All right, Mary.
Let's hear it from you, Jack. You must be crazy about something. What is it?
Well, Lloyd, I'm a collector of coins. I mean, that's my hobby. You know, I save rare old coins.
Yes, when they get in your pocket, they become rare.
Black again.
And before they come out again, they're old.
Is that so? Yes.
Yes, I'd like to see one of your coins make a personal appearance.
Oh, yeah? So what about that round of drinks I bought last night?
Round of drinks? Well, I paid for those.
Say, listen, Frank, can I help it if you picked up the check while I was out phoning?
Jack, there was no telephone in that place.
Yeah, well, that's my story. You'll have to give me time to change it, you know?
I thought so.
Yeah, so what?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Oh, well, like a day.
I think so.
Awful down night, isn't it, Jack?
Yep. Nothing to talk about, yeah. Anything new, Havilla?
Well, yes. The new 1934 show.
Oh, yes. Well, so long, boys.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going, Jack?
Back to the sanitarium, yes.
Bye, thanks.
Yes. That was Frank Parker singing Orchid Lying Down the Rio. And now, ladies and gentlemen, again this week we received a fan letter. And if all the fan mail we get here to hand, it would reach twice around to Randy's nose. What other program can say this, huh?
Here's the letter, Jack.
This is from way out west in Arizona. Jack Benny, care of Staten Island Ferry Boat. He must have found out about my vacation, huh, Mary? It says, Dear Mr. Benny, although it costs us nothing to listen to you on the radio, we still feel cheated. In fact, if all the half hours we spent listening to you were placed end to end, they would reach
twice around Randy's nose.
How did you guess it, Mary? Listen. We live out here in Arizona where men are men and women are the gosh darndest things. Yeah, that's good. I wonder if he wrote it that way. And we would like to see you put on a real He-Man play of the wide open spaces, a real Western thriller. Signed Hal Crawford and Oscar, Delancey Gulch, Arizona. So they want a Western play, eh? Well, we will not put on a Western play tonight. It's too much bother on such short notice.
Telegram from Mr. Benny.
Here you are, boy. Let me have it. Jack Benny, NBC Studio, New York. Hope you received our letter at Western play. Don't fail us. Cal Crawford.
You see, Jack, they insist on it.
But it's impossible, Mary. We can't do it on this. Mary, answer that phone, will you?
Hello, yes. Yes, Mr. Benny received your telegram and letter asking him to put on a Western play.
Oh.
All right, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
All right, if that's what they want. Never let it be said that the Chevrolet program can't put on a Western play. Parker, go out and get 100 horses and some saddles.
Yes, Jack.
Havilla, round up a couple of 1,000 head of cattle.
Okay.
And you, Mary, you dig up some cactus.
How about a pincushion? It's the same thing.
Okay, as long as it's Western, you know? And now, folks, it'll take quite a while to build a ranch. Frank Black, who thinks Cheyenne is a bashful girl, Mr. Benny, will play Pony Boy. Okay, Frank.
Yippee.
All right, Frank. All right. Yippee, he gives me. What? That was Pony Boy, played by Frank Black and his orchestra. Now for our great Western play of the Golden West, Arizona. The first scene takes place on the Benny Z Ranch in Poison Gulch, Arizona. The toughest spot between Phoenix and Ashford. Curtain. Music, Frank. Hey, wait a minute, Frank. We're not going out that far. You know, just Arizona, that's all, see?
Oh, pardon me.
You know, just Arizona, yeah.
Arizona.
That's better, Frank. Arizona. That's fine music they write out west, you know?
Hi.
Well, there goes the old dinner bell. Come on, boys, let's get some chow into it.
That's a good idea, boss. I'm stopped.
Me too.
Who said that?
I did.
Hey, when did you join this here outfit?
I checked my saddle in yesterday.
What's your name, son?
Jones.
Not Buck Jones.
No, his little brother, 50 Cent.
Oh, half Buck, okay. Tie there, the two-bit joke, huh? Well, boys, let's go in. I'm so hungry, I could eat a bar.
A chocolate bar?
No.
Bar?
No, a grizzly bar. That's the way we talk in the West.
West Virginia.
Yeah, let's keep Mae West out of this. Well, boys, let's go in and put on the feed bag, eh?
Yeah.
You know, we got a Chinese cook out here now. Hey, Lumpa, what do we got for supper tonight? Beans again, eh? Well, I want to tell you something. I'm not satisfied with your cooking.
All right, then. Why don't you get another Chinaman?
Hey, boss, is that our Chinese cook?
Yeah, he's been listening to the rise of the Goldberg so much, finally got him. Come on, boys, sit down. The soup's here. I see that you fellas are all clicked up tonight. I don't reckon it's because my niece is coming in today from back east.
Oh.
She's coming to stay out here at the ranch with us for a while.
They tell me she's a mighty pretty gal.
Yes, and I don't want any of you rough cowhands are shining up to her. Hey, say, Curly, stop broadcasting that too. Hello, Ken. Where have you been all day?
Oh, just a spinning my rope. I spent 6 hours without stopping.
Why?
To keep a hole in the center of it.
Now, you ought to be in pretty soon. Say, Curly, I want you to go down to the depot, meet my niece, and bring her out to the ranch. Her name's Mary.
Okay, boy. Yippee!
I think the horse left first. Well, fellas, let's have a little cheer.
Come on,
give us a
hand. Come on, boy.
Hold it, fellas. Come in. Oh, Sheriff Arvilla of Car Valley County. How are you, Sheriff?
Okay, Coyote Jack. How's things on the ranch?
Not bad at all. Put down your salad, may your salad, saddle. Put down your saddle and make yourself to home. Have that little snort.
Well, don't mind if I do. I'll have a little iodine.
All we got is peroxide, but help yourself.
Look here, Coyote. Have you been a branding your cattle lately?
Just a minute, boys. What's that, Sheriff?
Oh, Sid, have you been a branding your cattle?
I used to brand them with a red hot iron, but I had to cut it out.
Why?
Smoke got in their eyes. So now I just use a rubber stamp. Say, Sheriff, what made you ask?
Well, I'll tell you. I saw some of your stock on the Columbus Circle ranch this afternoon.
Yeah?
In other words, I think somebody's been rustling your cattle.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll check up on my herd right away. Hey, Canyon Pete.
Yes?
Have we been missing any cattle lately?
Yes, boss. Last month, we lost 50 head.
I don't care about the head. The best meat's in the middle.
Well, I'm just a warning you, that's all.
I reckon I better go out and check up on those critters. I'll be right back, boys. Come on, cattle, line up. Attention, I'll call the roll. Henry. John. Frank.
Moo.
That sounds familiar, yeah. Spike. Clarence.
I'll move to you.
I'll move to you, too, Parker. Sam. Sam. Oh, that's the name. Richard. Richard. The CC Ranch has got Sam and Richard. So they've been a rough on my cattle, eh? Well, old Goldie get away with it. Hey, boy, what do you think has happened?
What?
Our cattle's been took.
No. What do you think we ought to do about it?
I don't know. Let's have another tune.
Mary, here she is.
Well, well, well. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Coyote.
It's Coyote, Mary.
Oh.
Tell me, gal, how's things back east?
Oh, fine. You remember?
Well, I'm mighty glad things are moving along, then. How's the automat, Mary?
They certainly do miss you.
Hmm.
So this is the ranch house, eh?
Yeah, this is the old ranch house.
Gee, last week it was a haunted house and looks the same to me.
Quiet, Mary. Come in. Hello, stranger. What can I do for you?
Hey, my car just broke down. I'd like to borrow your ranch.
Yeah, but this is a cattle ranch.
Oh, pardon me. I thought it was a monkey ranch.
Shut that door and keep these jokes off this ranch.
Well, you see, if he owned a Chevrolet, that couldn't have happened.
Right, Sheriff. Oh, Mary, this is our sheriff. Sheriff, this is my niece and back east.
Hello, Lloyd.
Hiya, Mary.
Looks like you two met before, huh?
Well, Coyote, what are you going to do about those there cattle of yours?
I plumb forgot about that. I'm going right over to that T.C. ranch and get back our stock.
Better be careful, Coyote. Curly's been telling you about the bad man over in that ranch.
Yeah, who owns that outfit, Sheriff?
Rattlesnake Black.
That guy, eh? Just a tenderloin. A tenderfoot, Well, I'm going over there myself. I can handle him alone. Ain't no rules to go
two.
Come on, Pete. Saddle up my Bronco.
How about Groucho and Chico?
No, just the Bronco is all I want. Hey, Sheriff, how do I get that Columbus Circle ranch?
Well, you ride down Lenox Road until you get to Harlem Creek. Then you go through Central Park Canyon to Columbus Circle.
I can take the subway and get there quicker.
Say, boss, your horse is ready.
Well, I reckon I better get it going. Hey, Pete, bring me my 5-gallon hat.
You only got a gallon left.
I'll take that. Come on, boys. I'll get Rattlesnake Black single-handed.
Atta boy. Yippee!
Oh, dynamite. Oh, take it easy, boy.
Come on, mount him, cowboy.
Say, boss, I forgot to tell you that horse ain't never been rode before.
Well, I never rode a horse before either, so we'll start in together. Oh, yeah? Say, Sheriff. Do I have to get those two cows back?
You sure do, Coyote, for the honor of your outfit.
Oh, all right. Oh, oh, dynamite, oh.
Come on, ride him, cowboy. Yippee!
Well, I'm on him anyway. Oh, oh. Funny how a horse that's so full of hay can be so hard to sit on.
You always have that trouble with horses?
Yeah, last summer in Saratoga, I didn't win a bet. Oh, there, horses. All right, now, Papa, give up. Fine way to advertise Chevrolet.
Oh, my heavens. Jack fell off his horse.
Look out, he's stepping on him.
Dynamite is now riding Jack. Oh, ain't that cute?
Oh.
Wait, I think he's hurt.
Oh, poor Jack. Jack, are you hurt?
come to you through the courtesy of the motor car dealers in your community who represent the 1934 Chevrolet. This is the National Broadcasting Company.